app, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. This week's indictment of former FBI Director James Comey could be just the beginning, after President Trump urged prosecutors to go after his political enemies. Trump was asked who's next on the list for possible indictment.
It's not a list, but I think there'll be others. I mean, they're corrupt. They weaponized the Justice Department like nobody in history. What they've done is terrible. And so I hope there are others, because you can't let this happen to a country.
CBS News has learned a former prosecutor's memo explaining why Comey could not be charged is now under lock and key. House Democrats have released a third batch of Jeffrey Epstein documents. CBS's Nicole Killian reports they include some well-known names.
Jeffrey Epstein's itinerary, dated December 6, 2014. Reminder, Elon Musk to Island. Is this still happening? Epstein regularly invited guests to Little St. James in the Caribbean, his own private island, which he used as a base for allegedly abusing underage girls. There is no evidence Musk made the trip. Another entry, February 16, 2019, 7 a.m. Breakfast with Steve Bannon, a former White House advisor, and from December 5th, 2014, a TBD breakfast party with Microsoft founder Bill Gates. Ex-wife Melinda told CBS News in 2022 that his relationship with Epstein played a role in their divorce.
Retired financier Howard Rubin has been arrested for sex trafficking in Connecticut. CBS's Alice Gaynor reports his former assistant Jennifer Powers has also been charged.
Powers is accused of facilitating the encounters, arranging travel, and securing non-disclosure agreements. Prosecutors say Rubin and Powers, together with others, recruited women, some former Playboy models, misrepresenting the extent to which he would engage in physical and sexual violence. Rubin, prosecutors say, threatened them with legal consequences and public shaming if they sought legal recourse.
Prosecutors say Rubin built a soundproof sex dungeon in his Manhattan penthouse. Hurricane Umberto has strengthened to a major Category 4 storm with winds of 145 miles per hour. Models suggest it could impact the southeastern U.S. from Florida to North Carolina. A second system in the Caribbean could also become a hurricane. A school district in Austin, Texas, is using AI to detect weapons on campus. More from KI reporter Farrah Walton.
We vetted a lot of different weapon detection systems.
Manor ISD Police Chief Clarence Yarbrough says the district installed AI-powered weapon detection systems on their middle and high school campuses. The security company Extract One uses artificial intelligence to tell the difference between everyday items like a phone or laptop and real threats like guns or knives.
Farrah Walton in Austin, Texas. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
The Packers head to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers take on the Dallas Cowboys tomorrow night on Sunday Night Football. Kickoff at 7:20 p.m. Green Bay with players missing from their offensive line. Tackle Zach Tom and his backup Anthony Belton ruled out for the game. Left guard Aaron Banks listed as doubtful with an ankle injury. Baseball, the Brewers still looking to clinch home field advantage in the playoffs when they host the Reds again tonight. The Crew losing to Cincinnati 3-1 on plays like in the sixth inning when the Reds' Eli De La Cruz hit a grounder into second, the ball hitting the bag and bouncing away.
That's some tough luck with a double play ball. It turns into a first and third instead of two outs. It turns into a first and third. They may not score that other run, so it would have changed the game maybe, but that's part of baseball. You know, you can't rely on luck to win or lose. So credit to the Reds. They're playing great. They haven't won too many games here in the last number of years, and they've done a good job of getting their team prepared. They're hoping they get in the postseason.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, highs in the mid-70s. Clear tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Another nice day on Sunday with sunshine and highs back to the mid-70s. For Monday, sunshine, highs around 81. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 80. Mid-70s Wednesday.
Right now, it's 58. Jane Mattinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will get a recap of all the weekend news with Civic Media News Director Sally Pittman. And we're going to talk about PFAS in Wisconsin Ducks with David Drake. Don't miss it.
Mattinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Mattinair on Air.
We are delighted to be joined by the Executive Director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Grant Holly is here.
We account for about 67% of the country's cranberries. And then Wisconsin itself, because the cranberry originated here, makes a product that is really good for the environment. And as we're finding out more and more, it's really good for you. Boy, I sound like a commercial.
Mattinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Tom Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves the sin but hates the sinner, Pete Schwabach.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. It is time for us to jump back in to this Friday edition of Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabach. It is so great to have you here as we start Act 2, coming to you from beautiful downtown Green Bay. It is a gorgeous, you know, it's supposed to be nice, Conrad, for like the next week, too. You know, October.
I'm happy about that.
It helps so much. Lots of fun still to come this hour. Catherine Lake will be here in just a few minutes. Catherine is the station manager of WMDX in Madison here on the Civic Media Network and oversees all things John and Gordy. Those guys are so much fun. Catherine had this idea to do a fundraiser using my film, The Godfather of Green Bay, at a great venue in Madison, and it's coming up. We're going to give you details in just a few minutes. If you're in the Madison area, that might be something you want to check out. All the proceeds will go to a good cause, as yet to be determined. And it is a bar band Friday night, 7:35. Our pal Terry Barr is coming by with great tunes. And tonight they are really great and really fun conversation. We love our Friday nights with Terry. So we did that. And then what did we miss? Con, what the question of the night is, what is your favorite one-hit wonder song? And then we talked about stinky food.
Well,
you almost vomited just watching a video.
Yeah, it turned my stomach a little upset.
Yeah, it's pretty. It was pretty disturbing.
Let's just say I was hungry, and I wasn't after that.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't watch the video. I was like, why would I do that? It looked disgusting enough in the picture. A guy ate Baltic herring, fermented Baltic herring, and it was spoiled.
Spoiled, so to say awful. The least.
All right, so it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for me to give you the key word for our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest here at Civic Media. It is our multi-state Text to Win contest, and we love doing these, and it's so much fun when you guys participate the way you do. Every time we do this, it seems like more people become part of it, and that's really exciting to see because they are so much fun. It's fun to put the contest on, and it's fun to see people win, and these are great prizes during this contest, too. It goes through October 3rd. That's next Friday, and it is our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry, and all you have to do is text in the keyword on the app. That's very important. You have to have the Civic Media app. Most of you probably have it anyway. And if you don't, it's worth it just for a quick download and texting in the keyword. You can win $200 cash and gold jewelry every day. That's the daily prize. And you are eligible to win the grand prize when you enroll daily. Two club-level indoor seats. This is our grand prize. Two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. That is professional football. It's a Green Bay home game, November 23rd at 12 noon. You also get a gas card in addition to the value of these amazing seats, and it's a $1,550 value. Now, after I give you the keyword and you text in the keyword, you're going to get a link confirming that we got your text. Click on that, and then you are eligible for even more. You have a better chance to win. If you sign up for the Civic Media newsletter, Civic Media Today, Dan Schaefer's outstanding podcast, I want to say. I couldn't find the right word there. Or sign up for our social media places to follow us, and you will be, you increase your chances to win. So it's great stuff. It's a lot of fun. Good luck, everybody. Tonight's key word is game. G-A-M-E. Game. G-A-M-E. So go to it. This is exciting. I can't even win. I just get excited knowing someone's going to win $200 and some gold.
I mean, it's a great prize, and whoever wins that, you know?
Don't broadcast it, though, folks. $200 burning a hole in your pocket and gold jewelry, you make yourself a target. You don't need that. So did I give you the right phone number for Catherine? I thought I did.
I believe so.
What did you get? Just voicemail? What's her message like?
It's nice.
Hi, this is Catherine.
Should hear mine.
I don't think I ever have her. You always pick up. You're pretty good about picking up.
Well, actually, I did delete it last year, but it was me when I was 13.
You did what?
I used to have a voicemail until I was like 22. That was 24.
I remember that.
It was when I was like 13 years old and I recorded it. I just never changed it.
That's hilarious. Oh, you got it. That's something. You can't let go of that.
Yeah, it's gone now.
What did you do? Did you at least save like a copy of it?
No.
Oh, come on.
I was so embarrassed when I heard it back. So I was like, you know, I should probably just delete this.
Come on, man. I would have loved to hear that. Our question of the night, ladies and gentlemen, is what is your favorite one-hit wonder song? From the 818, Bridget says, Steal Away by Robbie Dupree. Yeah, I remember that song. That's a great song. Bridget says, love that song. Listen to it all the time. Bridget also says, new text, separate text, Grandma Peg says, Earth Angel by the Penguins. 1955. I know that song. That's a great song, too. Thank you, Bridget and Peg. Monica from Mount Horeb in the 608 says, How Bizarre by OMC. That's a good one. I didn't know anything about that song or that it was a one-hit wonder. Thank you, Monica. And then Nick from Marshall, he's in the 608, says, Hey, Pete and Conrad, how are you guys doing tonight? Got a one-hit wonder song for you that I'm sure you or Conrad have heard it before. The song is The Bed Is Too Big Without You, by Sheila Hilton? Okay. I don't know that song. You're correct, Nick. But thank you for the text. Much appreciated. 920 says, Oh my God, Pete, how can you not know these sad songs? But by far, The Christmas Shoes. What is that? That's like one of the worst songs ever, isn't it?
Yeah.
See if you could pull that.
Didn't we do a spinoff of that?
We did. The Bloody Turtleneck, I think we called it.
No, the Christmas turtleneck?
The Christmas. I can't remember. Conrad, when you drop as much gold as I do on a daily basis, it's hard to remember.
It's hard to keep up.
Yeah, I can't remember. What the hell was that called? It was like the Christmas. Not the Christmas.
You know, we'll pull it back up.
All right, pull it up.
I still got the skit. So, you know, that's going to be used around Christmas time again.
That was our Life Mark Christmas movie campaign. So see if you could pull the Christmas Shoes, because somebody said that last night as well. Everett from Sun Prairie. His area code's 262. I don't think that's on Prairie, but it doesn't matter. Everett says, while Space Hog is considered a one-hit wonder with their track In the Meantime in the U.S., they have had many more tracks chart in the U.K. I saw them live 3 times in the 90s, and they were always amazing. My favorite sad song is from the same album, Shipwrecked. Both great songs. Awesome stuff. Thank you, Everett, from Sun Prairie. 920 says, I love when we get, like, just tangential. 920 texted and just said, Connie, your news chick. I don't know what to do with that. I don't know what that means. Connie is new here at WGBW. Does a great job. Connie's awesome. Whistler from the 608 says, great favorite Wisconsin original, I think, the 30-point buck. Yes, I know I've heard that one. Thank you, Whistler. That could be a whole separate category, local one-hit wonders. Like, you got the Upers. Some great Wisconsin tunes. Paul from Bayview in the 414 says, Driver's Seat by Sniff and the Tears. Don't know that one either. Thank you, Paul. Awesome. John in Madison in the 608 says, Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say you're just a friend. John continues. John does texts like in chapters. I love it. He'll do like, they're like little mini series texts. So he says, no idea who the young man is, but it is rough and fun. Correction, you say he's just a friend. Yeah, what is that song? I know those lyrics. Everett from Sun Prairie again. Killed by Death. The Hard Quartet is another fantastic, sad-ish song. Okay. Thank you, Everett. John again. Again, John from Madison says, either way, rough song and fun. I'll have to... If you already gave us the title, John, if you haven't yet, just give us the title because that's not ringing a bell. Tyler from the 608 says, Always Look on the Bright Side of Life by Eric Idle of the Hilltop Trio. Oh, nice one, Tyler. Awesome stuff. Nick from Marshall says, That's supposed to say, Never heard the song before. Oh, a typo. I don't remember what it said now, and I can't scroll back because of the keyword text. Tom from New Berlin says, Pete, the apple... I can't say the...
No.
It's not the word for crap. Blank. Yeah.
Love it.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Tom, explain. Tom says, love it. Okay. that is our song. You guys can still get in. What is your favorite one-hit wonder? Mark from Prairie du Sac says, the drink is a Brennivin, a clear Icelandic...
Talking about the shark.
Aquativite? I don't know what that word is either. Mark talks over me sometimes.
Yeah.
I can't keep up. I need a Google. I need a dictionary. Yeah, that Greenland shark thing sounds horrible. Jim from Appleton in the 920 says, I'm not sure if it's my favorite, but it has stuck with me. Once I was DJ for a wedding and the groom kept requesting Tainted Love by Soft Cell. That's definitely a one-hit wonder. And that's the one that Ben Chan got last night in our contest. He says, I kind of wonder how long that marriage lasted. Yeah, that's a good one. Thank you, Jim. Whistler from Rich. Oh, there we go. And here's some keywords. Now I know I'm never going to see a song text because all the keywords. Oh, look at all these keywords, Conrad. I love that people are playing this. This is awesome. Great stuff, everybody. Rachel from Milwaukee. Actually, Rachel from the 608 says, Hello, Pete. How do we know if, when we win? Thank you. Conrad, can you answer that?
Well, you will be texted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes. You will be texted.
And you'll get a confirmation text, Rachel. When you get that, click on the link and fill out that other stuff and give yourself an even better chance to win. Great stuff, folks. If you want to keep texting, you can. Favorite one-hit wonder. That is tonight's question. We are having trouble getting... you can't get Catherine?
No.
Okay.
But, you know, I assume that the Godfather of Green Bay is going to be screened, right? And that's pretty cool for you.
It's going to be very cool. I was all excited. It was Catherine's idea. I was excited to have her come on the show. You know, but it was her idea, and it's for a good cause. It's either going to be for like animals or underprivileged kids. But they booked some people at Civic Media. Jenna booked the Atwood Music Hall, which is a state-of-the-art, brand-new facility in Atwood. I think it's perfect. So it'll be there. And here you go, folks. December 4th. If you are in the Madison area... September 4th, come on out. More details will come, but these are the basics. There will be a screening of The Godfather of Green Bay. It's a film I made with Tony Goldwyn, Lauren Holly, Thomas Lennon, Lance Barber, Eric Price, Rob Martin, Mark Borchardt. We had great luck finding talent in Milwaukee. And it'll be December 4th at the Atwood Music Hall. I'm also in it, and I'm in the cast, but I also wrote and directed it. And we got great reviews when it came out. Ain't It Cool News loved us. And we had great fans at Tom Hanks' company. And it's a little independent film that got kind of a cult following. So we're going to play that at the Atwood Music Hall on December 4th. More details to come. I was really hoping Catherine could break this news to you, but she might be. She might be partying.
God, yeah.
Let's be honest.
You know, I'm still a little sad you didn't cast me in the film.
You were still in utero. No, you were, what were you, like three?
When was?
Oh, four?
Yeah, I was five.
Four or five. Oh, you could have. Joe's in it.
You could have put me in the background.
I could have, because there's a scene where we shot at a restaurant in Toluca Lake called Patty's, and my wife and Joe, she's pulling Joe's hand. He was probably three. He's like a year or two younger than you. She's pulling him, and he's kind of skipping, and they were just extras. You could have been, she had two hands. She could have pulled you both. It would have been fun.
Did I ever tell you I auditioned once?
For what?
For a commercial.
No.
I don't remember what age I was, but my cousin and I both did it.
How'd it go?
Because obviously I did not get that. Yeah. I was too scared. They were looking at me, and I was like, Pop-Tarts. They're good.
That could have made you some college money, dude. All right, we're coming right back. We'll try to get a hold of Catherine again. If not, I have a great clip about Goodfellas from Ray Liotta. You're not going to want to miss it. Tonight's keyword, game, G-A-M-E. Have fun, folks. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. Circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station. Let's remind each other life matters. If you're feeling overwhelmed, help is just a call away at 988. It's National Suicide Prevention Month, and you are not alone. This message from the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. It's Friday at Nightlight, folks. You are almost at the weekend. You probably already are. I'm about 38 minutes away, but it feels like the weekend anyway when I am here doing Nightlight. So much fun. Conrad Krieger working the board Monday night on Nightlight. My friend and comedian Mike Lucas will be here. I don't know. Those of you who used to watch a lot of cable, like in the 90s, might remember a show called The Straight Dope. It was based on a book by Cecil something or other called The Straight Dope. And it was a column, I think, in the Chicago Reader or something like that. Mike hosted the TV version of that show, and I was the man on the street and about to take a much bigger role until they canceled season two, which often happens in show business. But I got to work with Mike and get to know him a little bit. He was a great host. He will be here Monday night. I don't know where Mike is living these days, but he's just a terrific stand-up comedian. And he was a great host on that show, so we'll get caught up. I think he teaches comedy as well, so if you want to learn the ropes, folks, you won't want to miss Mike's interview on Monday night. And then our pal Frank Anderson, director, producer of all things commercial, film, animation, and he's the founder, more importantly, of Wisconsinology.com, a great website that you should check out. It has everything that's interesting about Wisconsin. Great history, weird facts, fun historical stories, really good stuff. That'll be Monday night on Nightlight. And then you know who we have Tuesday, Con, is Sean Hannish.
Yes.
He is truly becoming like the sidekick of Nightlight.
I think so.
But he's not, you know, he made this film Just a Bit Outside about the Brewers, which is great. He's got a new film he's going to tell us all about, but he's distributing it. He's not involved creatively.
You know what? The playoffs will be coming up there when he's on next.
The baseball playoffs.
Yep.
Yeah. And the Brewers have clinched the division, obviously.
Yeah. Right now, it's looking like they're either going to face your Cubs or the Padres, whoever wins that series. So,
All right. As a Brewer fan, who are you hoping they win? The Cubs won the season series.
This is all I'm saying is I think the Padres have definitely played worse on the road this year, which is cool. It's the playoffs, so it's a total different beast.
Right.
But I think if we face the Cubs, we'll bring the energy, you know. But both teams will. I think it'll be a great series.
Oh, man, yeah. That'll be a phenomenal series. Are the Padres that good?
Yeah. They're looking good.
Who cares about the Padres?
All right.
You know? All right, so we've got that. We've got Terry Barr coming up in just a few minutes, folks, after the news for Barr Band Friday Night. Love the two artists she is bringing. You're going to prepare to be dazzled. That's all I'm saying. And we've got some stream texts here, too. It is not too late if you want to text in what your favorite one-hit wonder song is. Sydney Politics says, "There She Goes" by the... Oh, yeah. Is that... "There She Goes, There She Goes"? That's a great song. He says by the Laws. I don't know the band.
I thought I had that one. I could play it, but I can't find it.
I assume that's the right song. Yeah, check it out. Sydney says, "But to be fair, that's because the lead singer sort of just walked away from music making." Oh.
I feel like you just like you get that big hit and you're just like, well, do we need to do it again?
Oh, that's when you cash in, man. That's what I would. Sydney Politics. You should call him Sydney Music. Those are some fun facts. Thank you, Sydney. Dave on the stream says, "Fat Boy Slim. Praise you. Great one, Dave. Thank you." Sydney says, "Hey, Dave." They were talking last night on the text stream. I love it. Great stuff. All right, do we have time? Can we play our Ray Liotta clip? I love this. All right, this is Ray Liotta talking about the famous scene in Goodfellas where Joe Pesci says, "What the F makes me so funny?" Conrad.
"And I really wanted to get it. I was the first person that Marty met, and then it took about a year to finally land it."
At one point, you find out De Niro, Pesci, Sorvino, they're all part of this thing. What did you think when you heard that you're going to end up acting with these guys?
Well, it was just incredible. At first, Bob wasn't signed on. And once Bob came in, they said it was okay for me because they needed a big star in order to give the okay with me. Marty wanted me. Erwin Winkler, the producer, didn't. I just learned. and I saw him in a restaurant, went up to him and said, "I really want to do this part," and talked to him. And he said, "Yeah, but they needed Bob to sign on in order for it to happen."
And then he did. And then you shoot. And then obviously.
But no, I had no idea that it was going to be. That was the point, that it was going to be what it is. It was only my fourth movie. All I knew, I was having fun.
What was it like shooting that scene with Joe Pesci?
It's funny. You're a funny guy.
Did you at some point, when you were in the middle of that, think he is potentially being serious with me?
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to f-ing amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
What happened is we were doing rehearsals, and we had 2 weeks rehearsals, which is unheard of for a movie. That happened to Joe. So we were just talking, and Joe mentioned about this experience that he had at a restaurant in Queens, and he said something to the guy, and that's, he said, "Oh, you're a funny guy," and the guy turned on him, and then only to be a joke. And Marty really liked that idea. So why don't you guys just try to improv it? So we, for a few times, we went back and forth, and then Marty started shaping it, and then he said, "All right, this is how I like it," and then we put it in stone. Then it became part of the script.
How the f*** am I funny? What the f*** is so funny about me? Tell me what's funny.
Get the f*** out of here, Tommy.
Your mother f***. I almost had him. Stuttering, yeah, stuttering prick. Yeah. Frankie, was he shaking?
And then we only improvised. We did it a couple times. And then at the end, it got quiet, but Marty didn't turn off the camera. And then I said, "You really are a funny guy." And that's when he got up and did the gun. And so that was made up on the spot.
You're a funny guy.
That's it, Henry.
That was ad-libbed where you say, you are a funny guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so great. There is nothing like a great behind-the-scenes story. And that was on the Rich Eisen show, of course. I love Rich Eisen's guests and his interviews. He's so fun. Tom from New Berlin says, "The apple does not fall far from the tree. Reach the Depression era in terms your son rocks." Oh, thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. Talking about Joe's movie review. Michael from Madison says, "Hey, guys, I heard now I'm the newest potato." You are, Michael. He says, I'm way more excited than is likely appropriate for the occasion. Well, that's probably true. I'll do some introspection on that anyway. The one-hit wonder song got to be Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas. Smooches. Thank you, Michael. Great to have you aboard, buddy. We are coming right back with Terry Barr for Barr Band Friday Night here on Nightlight with Peach Wabba. He can sing you into paradise or bring you to your knees. It's a gospel kind of feeling.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt and Nair on air weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
CBS News Brief. President Trump was asked who's next on his list of political enemies to face charges after former FBI Director James Comey was indicted this week.
It's not a list, but I think there'll be others.
Democrats call the charges against Comey an abuse of power. CBS's Nicole Killian reports House Democrats have released more documents from Jeffrey Epstein's estate.
Jeffrey Epstein's itinerary, dated December 6, 2014. Reminder, Elon Musk to Island. Is this still happening? There is no evidence Musk made the trip.
There are also mentions of former White House advisor Steve Bannon and Microsoft founder Bill Gates. Retired financier Howard Rubin has been arrested on sex trafficking charges. CBS's Alice Gaynor says his assistant Jennifer Powers has also been charged.
Prosecutors say Rubin and Powers, together with others, recruited women, some former Playboy models, misrepresenting the extent to which he would engage in physical and sexual violence.
Prosecutors say Rubin had set up a sex dungeon in his Manhattan penthouse. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
The Packers head to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers take on the Dallas Cowboys tomorrow night on Sunday Night Football. Kickoff at 7:20 p.m. Green Bay with players missing from their offensive line. Tackle Zach Tom and his backup Anthony Belton ruled out for the game. Left guard Aaron Banks listed as doubtful with an ankle injury. Baseball, the Brewers still looking to clinch home field advantage in the playoffs when they host the Reds again tonight. The Crew losing to Cincinnati 3-1 on plays like in the sixth inning when the Reds' Eli De La Cruz hit a grounder into second, the ball hitting the bag and bouncing away.
That's some tough luck with a double play ball turns into a first and third instead of two outs. It turns into a first and third. They may not score that other run, so it would have changed the game maybe, but that's part of baseball. You know, you can't rely on luck to win or lose. So credit to the Reds. They're playing great. They haven't won too many games here in the last number of years, and they've done a good job of getting their team prepared. They're hoping they get in the postseason.
As Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The president has tons of critics in or out of the entertainment business, but none have been as harsh as Bruce Springsteen. The boss has written about blue-collar America for most of his career and professed his love for his country in a recent interview with Time magazine. Springsteen hit the president pretty hard during his tour last spring. The boss does not seem intimidated, even though the president has him by 3 years, about 150 pounds, and is beating him in bankruptcies, 6-0. Not to mention he is also leading when it comes to telling someone not to certify election results. Be that as it may, the boss has a lot more kick-butt tunes. All the president could come up with in response to Springsteen's harsh criticism was, "He's dumb as a rock." This from the guy who can't pronounce acetaminophen. In the interview with Time, Springsteen probably realized he couldn't match wits and just said he couldn't care less what the president thinks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap, home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, highs in the mid-70s. Clear tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Another nice day on Sunday with sunshine and highs back to the mid-70s. For Monday, sunshine, highs around 81. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 80. Mid-70s Wednesday.
Right now, it's 58.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
My problem is I don't ever eat fish fries, so when I do it, I overdo it. I ordered a large perch, ate everything on my plate, and I felt like I wanted to die. And now I don't want to eat fish again, maybe ever.
I know it's a staple to get breaded fish, but if you don't get the bread on it, you know, you can kind of get away with eating more.
I'm not trying to gain weight for football here. I'm like, I just want to have a nice meal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, Tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Mike Lucas and director, producer, and founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. Thank God it's Monday. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You know that Bodine's tune. It's called Dreams, and it's because Conrad and I are in a dreamlike state when this next guest shows up every Friday night with outstanding music. Terry Barr, our pal. How are you, Terry?
Hi, Pete and Conrad and everyone joining us from across the state. How are you?
We are great. You are our Wisconsin music expert. You also host Max Inc. Radio on WMDX Saturday nights from 6 to 9. And which is kind of the inspiration for this whole segment on this show. It's been great getting to have new music and every week, and you never disappoint. So we're excited. Hey, I have to ask you, though, do you have a favorite one-hit wonder or one you think is the best?
Oh, a one-hit wonder.
That's our question tonight. Yeah, we've had some great responses.
Oh, I actually want to hear the responses. There were so many in the 80s, weren't there?
Oh, yeah. Well, Soft Cell, Tainted Love, is we heard that one a couple times tonight. I said Stuck in the Middle with You by Steeler's Wheel. Conrad likes a Simpsons song because he's...
Jimmy Eats World, The Middle.
Jimmy Eats World, that's true. That's a great one.
Oh, my God.
We've had so many.
Those are outstanding.
Yeah, it's been a fun question. But you can think on it. You can ruminate a little bit, and we could talk about these two great bands you brought... Well, artists, I should say. Who do we start with, Terry?
Let's start with Nora.
Okay.
And I'm taking this in a little different direction than we usually go. Both of these folks that you're going to meet tonight and hear their music have Wisconsin ties, really interesting Wisconsin ties, but they are not local anymore. They do come back and play shows pretty frequently, but they both call other states home at this point. But everything started here, which I love.
Nice. Yeah, absolutely. So,
okay.
Let's start with Nora, a violin player.
She is a jazz violinist. And what's unique about this is she, every song you hear her play, she never plays it the same. Because like jazz, everything is interpreted differently. So she just makes up whatever she's playing every time she plays. And she felt like that since she was a little kid. She took lessons from her mom growing up in Monona, Wisconsin.
Nice.
Her mom and dad were in the Madison Symphony Orchestra together, and she's LA based now, but get some of the names she's played with. I mean, I love sharing these stories because it reminds me to remind people, if you have a dream, you can make it happen. She is on the road right now with John Batiste.
Yeah.
She has played with Kristen Chenoweth.
Oh, wow.
She has played with Postmodern Jukebox, and she's played with Sam Smith, in particular during the MTV Video Music Awards.
No kidding.
She's not a slouch.
No, she's not. And I love on her website, it says, and this is her own, this takes moxie. Nora Germain is the top jazz violinist of her generation. Self-proclaimed, so she's got to be, right? I mean, no one would say that unless it was really true.
No.
That's so great.
Especially if you wrote it about yourself, you better be good.
Right, exactly. I love it. That's fantastic. So you sent us a clip where she's playing with John Batiste, right?
Yes.
Why don't we hear that, and then we can break it down a little bit. Does that sound good?
Okay.
All right, very good.
Let her go, God bless her. She can
can search this wide world over. But she's never ever gonna find another short dressing piano playing.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I
love John Batiste anyway, and then to know she is playing with him, and you can hear he plays and kind of lets her answer with the violin.
Love it.
It's just so cool.
That
isn't
is
it?
Really cool. And he, John Batiste, which I had kind of forgotten about, was the musical director for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. So he's got great credits. He's very well respected, and that's nice that. So she's from Verona.
She's from Monona.
Oh, Monona. All those Onas.
Yeah.
All those Onas around Madison.
I know. It's funny. Yeah. Nora Germain is her name. Her YouTube channel is stellar. Hmm. Every show, all the bands she plays with, she puts it all there. And then she does a lot of little snippets when she's out on concerts. She'll go into the city. She'll walk around. She'll play.
Oh, cool.
It's just really fun to take a look at.
That is really cool. She, now when she tours, what is, you know, she was with, she had accompaniment there, but is she just playing the violin for people, or does she always have a singer with her or other arrangements?
She is almost always very similar to what you heard there in that live performance with John Batiste.
Okay.
She's kind of the accompaniment to whoever is like the main part of the act. So we know John plays piano and he's the main part. But even with Postmodern Jukebox, she was not the main part. You know, they've got all those good singers. But when she steps forward to play, everybody gets out of the way.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Does she have any dates coming up in Wisconsin that we should know about?
Well, unfortunately, they just wrapped up the John Batiste shows in Madison. They go on to Minnesota for a couple of shows tomorrow.
Yeah, I see that.
But it doesn't mean she won't be back anytime soon to do a show. And I would just encourage you, you know, she's another Wisconsin born and raised musician. Find her and follow her.
Yeah.
And the next time she comes around, I think we should all go and support her.
Absolutely. Where did they play in Madison? Do you know?
They played at the Orpheum. And the first night sold out so quickly, they had to add a second night.
Wow, what a great show.
I know. And then to be the hometown girl coming back and have that happen for you.
Right down the street from Civic Media, damn it. All right, so let's turn our attention to Dusty Bow. This song blew me away. I love this song, Terry.
And you haven't even seen the video yet, have you?
No, I have not.
Oh, I will send you the video. Okay. I'll post the video, too.
Did you? You didn't send a video, though. I didn't miss one, right? It was just a file?
Nope, I just sent you the audio file of this song.
Okay.
Brand new. He's working on a new album right now, which is always exciting. I don't know. In fact, I was messaging with him earlier and he said, I'm not even sure where this song came from because it's really out of his realm. He is a country rock and roller. And this kind of takes him in a different direction. The lyrics are catchy.
Yeah. Great
the
lyrics.
Riffs are awesome. I guess what he was looking for was something a little lighter and funny. And that's what he calls it. He calls it a Life is a Joke is the name of the song.
Yeah.
And it's a riff off of The Show About Nothing.
Oh, really?
Seinfeld.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Should we play it and then break it down after?
Sure. Whatever
right,
you want to do.
Let's do that. Folks, this is a great song. Compliments of Terry Barr. Life is a Joke by Dusty Bow. Conrad, if you please.
Dog get a night and day to bed, make a dime at a job you hate. Your boss is a dick.
Dusty Bow, life is a joke. You win some, you lose some. Life is a joke. I hear is it Rush? Maybe a little of that, I don't know. He's got an interesting sound. It's on his website, it says alternative country rock.
Yes.
That's interesting.
And I think he took a little inspiration from T-Rex.
Okay.
Wow. Now we're going older school.
Yeah.
But yeah, he definitely, when he messaged me, he referred to this as musical comedy. And I don't know. I can't wait to hear what the rest of this album is going to hold, since this is one of the first songs that he just released from this new album he's working on. Here is the Madison tie-in. Do I have time to tell you this?
You got about 30 seconds?
Okay.
Or we can wait till after the break, too. Whatever you want, Terry.
Okay. If you want to do that.
Let's do that. And we've got a text. Tease.
He does have a great Wisconsin tie-in.
Oh, very cool. All right. We got a text for Terry. Robert on the stream says, hi, Terry, from Tigerton in Shawnee County. So there you go.
Nice.
Your fans are turning out. All right. Think about that one-hit wonder, too, Terry. We'll get that when we come back. Okay. We're going to do a very short break. We will come back with Terry Barr on a Bar Band Friday night. Tonight's keyword, again, folks, is game. G-A-M-E. Text to win. Good luck, everybody. We're coming right back.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Maine voters decide November 4th whether adding more ID and mail-in voting restrictions for most voters justifies preventing almost non-existent voter fraud. Question 1 tightens voter ID requirements and adds hurdles for mail-in voters, including the elderly and disabled, despite only 2 voter fraud convictions since 1982. About half of Maine's over 842,000 2024 voters used a mail-in ballot, and over 16,000 subscribed to an ongoing absentee voter list, according to the state's September 2025 figures. If approved, question one would eliminate the absentee list and prohibit requesting an absentee application by phone. It also prohibits third parties from delivering absentee ballot applications, including family members, and limits drop boxes. Maine's population is the oldest in the U.S., with 21.8% of residents over 65. Question one also narrows Maine's voter ID options, eliminating student IDs, tribal IDs, and other currently acceptable documents, despite no evidence of abuse. At almost 75%, Maine consistently has one of the highest voter turnouts in the country, and the Heritage Foundation's own figures show just 2 convictions for voter fraud in over 40 years. We have the text of question one at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
We don't always agree politically, but Bill McCosh.
Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
It's been a really special season, and it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats. It's yellow and blue.
How do you come together in politics? This is one of the ways.
Yeah.
Find some common ground and then expand on that. And then you got to listen to the other side.
Our neighbors are not our enemies. We can disagree politically, but still find ways to bring our community together.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. You've got us on a bar band Friday night here on the Civic Media Radio Network with our pal Terry Barr. Tune in tomorrow night on at civicmedia.us or in the app and check out, what's your award-winning show called again? Oh, yeah, Max Inc. Radio. Terry is the co-host with Rocker, and it's a great show from 6 to 9. You know, that was such a great song. I loved, you can hear all those different kind of genre blending elements. It was great. But what is Dusty Bowe's connection to Wisconsin you were talking about?
Okay, so Dusty is from Louisville. He currently is in Nashville. He was most recently managed and booked by a woman from Madison, and her name is Shirley Kennedy. He moved to Nashville and has since moved on from Shirley, but they remain really good friends. And it's thanks to Shirley that I am now considering Dusty a friend of mine. He's played festivals all over Wisconsin. So he knows about Wisconsin. He loves playing here. He did Atwood Fest in Madison a couple of years ago.
Oh, nice.
Blew the, well, there isn't really a roof because it's an outside festival, but he blew the tents
that
off.
That would
the
take
blade.
Talent, yeah.
Yeah. He's terrific, and I think he's hoping to get back to Wisconsin and play a couple of shows once he has this new album complete.
I like what I hear so far. That's outstanding, and as usual, thank you again for 2 great artists. And
I know, just fun ties in different ways than we usually do, but it's a great way to discover some new music, go find these folks, and just enjoy what you see and hear.
Oh, definitely, and especially since they play here a lot. You know, I mean,
that's the best part.
Get yourself familiar with it. It's great. So, do you have a one-hit wonder, Terry? Were you able to think of something?
Does My Sharona count?
Oh,
did they have any other songs?
The fact that you have to ask that, I think, makes them a one-hit wonder. So, yeah, that's that's a great choice. Yeah, and a great song.
Thank you. You know?
Terry, thank you so much. You are always such a blast.
Oh,
hope
right
you have
back
a
at you, Pete,
great weekend.
And Conrad and everyone. Happy Friday.
Thank you very much. Terry Bauer, ladies and gentlemen, check out Max Inc. Radio at civicmedia.us or on the app tomorrow night from 6 to 9, our Wisconsin music expert. Great tunes, huh?
That was a phenomenal.
Yeah.
Dusty
love
Bow.
That song.
Great.
We've got some text to finish up here before we get out of here. Tom from Jackson just says Dreams. Yeah, Tom, great song. The Bodines, check them out. That's one of my favorite songs.
They are not a one-hit wonder.
The Bodines are not a one-hit wonder.
Just to clarify.
Exactly. They were the debut album of the year with Love and Hope and Sex and Dreams in 1987, I believe, Rolling Stone, and had a phenomenal run. We've got, I had some text here. What did I do with it? Oh, yeah, here we go. 608 says, howdy, Pete and Conrad. My favorite one-hit wonder is Judy in Disguise. Oh, my God, I forgot about that one. By John Fred and his Playboy Band. Thanks for the fun. You're very welcome, 608. Thank you for the text. Corey. That's Corey from Madison. You know that song, Judy in Disguise? Do-do-do-do-do. I guarantee you've heard it.
It doesn't sound familiar.
Well, that's because of me.
Yeah, maybe because you're just not a good singer.
I'm telling you. So we got that. We got a couple stream comments here. I said before, Sydney Politics said, hey, Dave on the stream says, sup, Sid. Those guys are hanging out. PJ on the stream says, Tone Loke, Funky Cold Medina. That is a definite one-hit wonder. I would say Hammer Time is too. I mean, MC Hammer was around quite a bit, but Hammer Time is definitely one of them. And then Robert finally said, and this was meant for Terry, I did not get to this text, but he said, I took a sunset tonight along County G between Caroline and Leopolis. I assume that's in Shawano County. Great stuff. Thank you, Robert. Thank you for all your texts and calls tonight. And thank you to Terry Barr. Thank you to, Conrad, I'm even going to thank Catherine Lake.
Yeah.
Because I think so highly of her. Something happened. We'll figure it out. We'll have her on next week. Catherine is fantastic. And, Tom. Okay, Tom on the text line says, is there a word tonight? Tom, you're just in time. Tonight's keyword is game. G-A-M-E, game. G-A-M-E. So there you go. Good luck, Tom. And thank you for the texts, as always. So where are you? You got to be excited, Conrad. You didn't have to ask for a night off to watch the Packers because they have a nationally televised game this weekend.
They do. I'm excited to watch them take down the Cowboys.
And you think they can beat a team like the Cowboys?
Well, they just got blown up by the Bears, so if we don't, I'm going to be sad. And it's just going to be, what do you think? Micah Parsons is not getting a video, he's coming back to the Cowboys Stadium, so he's not getting a video for him.
It's in Dallas. I thought I was here for some reason.
Yeah, so Jerry Jones said, no, I'm not giving him a video. That's what I think. He wasn't there
that
long.
For 3 years. Yeah. He'd make a going-away video? Give me a break.
They didn't do anything.
He wanted to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
He didn't like it in Dallas, right? Yeah. Or
I think he would have stayed if Jerry offered the money.
Yeah, well, there you go. He got paid pretty well to come
here
and deal with our winter. So.
Yes, he did.
So that's fine. Where are you watching the game?
From my living room.
Are you like one of those guys that has to watch it alone?
No. It's different. I'll go and watch games with my friends and stuff.
Okay.
But usually it's like I like watching it in my own home.
I'm with you.
And I don't have to worry about like ordering stuff. I can just do it. Just go to the fridge quick.
Well,
you're
you're going to get pretty hammered too. So you don't have to drive anywhere.
Exactly.
I wasn't joking too when I said watch it alone, because I remember when the Bulls went through all their like 8 years, including Jordan's retirement. My college roommate Paul and I were the most avid Bulls fans. It would just be the two of us. We couldn't cheer with other people because they would ask questions, or they would, and it was just this way. It was just the two of us.
There's a certain time where it's like the questions. Yeah. You're like, I can't. Exactly.
I'm just a sports fan, and I can't answer a question. Folks, thank you so much for being here tonight, this Friday. Hope we helped you ease into your weekend. Have a great weekend and a safe weekend. And on behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Congress is facing a midnight Tuesday deadline to pass a spending bill and avert a government shutdown. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries blasted President Trump for going to the Ryder Cup on Long Island.
Donald Trump, get back to Washington, D.C. Why are you at a golf event and the government is 4 days away from closing? That's outrageous.
The White House budget office is threatening permanent layoffs if there's a shutdown. In past shutdowns, workers were only furloughed. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster has declared a state of emergency ahead of a tropical system in the Caribbean that could become Hurricane Imelda.
I'm Jim Crissell at Sunset Beach, North Carolina. While there's still lots of uncertainty, the developing storm well east of Florida is expected to impact the southeast U.S. coast early and mid next week. Parts of Georgia and the Carolinas could see rough surf, strong winds, very heavy rain.